Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought by the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Singing today. I praise the Lord for the good singing. You have your Bible open to Proverbs. That was the last scripture that you were asked to turn to read. We've been going through the book of Genesis, and I wanted to take just a side road on a subject that's mentioned there in the book of Genesis and kind of elaborate on it a little bit. Talk to you about a subject that, well, probably nobody here has a problem with. Let's just see. How many people in the congregation today say, "Preacher, I have a problem with pride. I have a problem with pride." Raise your hand. Okay. All right, you put your hand down. I'll be preaching to you, but I'm mainly going to be preaching to those who didn't raise their hand. Because everyone has a problem with pride. Everyone. And I realize that some people are proud of their humility, and that's why they, you know, it's pride that won't let you raise your hand. It's pride that won't let you come to the altar when God speaks to your heart. It's pride that won't admit to your wife that you were wrong in an argument. And so you just carry it on and on. It's pride that will not allow you to tell your child, I was wrong, son. Dad was wrong. And I'm going to ask you to forgive me. Pride. Pride is a terrible thing. As a matter of fact, if you look just quickly down at verse number 16, the Bible says that there are six things that the Lord hates. Hates. Seven are an abomination. That word, it's like a stench. It's like it just, it stinks, is really what God is saying. You know what the very first thing is? Verse number 17. A proud look. You know, when we begin to think about sin that God hates, I don't know that we really think about pride that much. We probably think about murder, right? It's just a terrible thing, and it is. We think about how that innocent babies are being what the world likes to call and what folks have dressed up with the name abortion. It's murder. It's murder. We like to dress up these names, right? Like the candy coat sin. And we think about some of these horrendous and some of these horrible and some of these heinous sins. I doubt we very often think of the sin of pride. But it's the mother of all sin. It's actually what got Satan kicked out of heaven. Pride. You ought to read it sometime. Pride. Lucifer, son of the morning, became Satan, king of the night. It's something when you see how that pride got in and he began to say, I am going to be like the Most High God. He actually offered that to Eve in the garden. Did you notice in your Bible reading this morning? He said, you know what? If you'll take this temptation, if you'll do what I say, you'll be like God. You'll be like God. And that's man's desire. Man wants to be his own God. You know why? Pride. We live in a world that is eat up with pride. I struggle with it. You struggle with it. All struggle with it. And I want to talk to you about it. I want to help you. I want to help bring some attention to pride. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to ask you to turn around in your Bible a little bit, flip to some pages, and I pray that you'll do this. Because as I'm preaching this message, there's going to be a voice that's going to be speaking into your ear, oh, you don't have a problem with pride. At least you're not like so-and-so. At least you're not as proud as such-and-such. At least you haven't sunk that low, you see. But there's going to be another voice speaking, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. It's going to be that still small voice of the Holy Spirit that says, listen, you do have a problem with this. Because the Bible teaches in 1 John chapter number 2 that all that is of the world, now listen to me, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. The pride of life will get you. How many people have gone through just tremendous heartache and hardship and sorrow because of the pride of life? What is pride? Some people would say, well, pride is when you're proud of something. Oh, no. I'm proud of my wife. I have every right to be. You do too. Aren't you glad for the wife that God gave you? Amen. Ladies, if your husband said amen, fix him a good meal. If he didn't, feed him nothing. You ought to be proud of your wife. You ought to be proud of your husband. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches that wives are to reverence their husbands and that if a man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. You ought to be proud of the mate that God gave you. You ought to be proud of your children. Amen. Some people think pride is walking around with their, or humility is walking around with their head down saying, I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody. That's not humility. That's a low self-esteem. And the Bible wants you to have a good self-esteem. Amen. The Bible wants you to know whose you are in Jesus. You're a child of God. Have self-respect. Some people think, well, if I dress real shabby and I look real unkempt, then that means I'm humble. No, that means you're sloppy. It's not on. Thank you, Brother Jonathan. So don't mistake what I'm saying when I say pride. Don't mistake that. It's not being low self-esteem or no self-respect for yourself or not being proud of some accomplishments in your life or being proud of some people in your life. Doesn't mean that you can't encourage people and tell people that you're proud of them. I'm proud of some of our young people in the church. I'm proud of my family. And you ought to be proud of your family and proud of some young people of the church too. So that's not what I'm talking about. What is pride? When the Bible gives this word pride, when it says that God hates a proud look, what does that mean? If somebody were to ask you, hey, the Bible condemns pride and the Bible has a lot of negative things to say about pride, just keeps going off, brother. I'm just going to go right here. I'll stay right here. It's going to be hard, but I'll do it. Yeah, bring it to me, somebody. That's all right. I'm not too proud to wait on that. If he's not too proud to bring it. Amen. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Jonathan. So what is pride? I'll give you an opportunity to think about it a little bit. If someone were to ask you, what is pride? What is it that God hates? What is it that I need to stay away from? If God hates it, I don't want to be a part of it, do you? Amen. If God hates it, I want to get it out of my life. So what is it? What is pride? I'm going to show you from the Bible today what it is. But I'm going to tell you two things that I want you to take note of as I'm going through some of these scripture. And then we're going to take a little test and see how we do. Number one, I want you to think about this when you think of pride. Pride is an independence of God. It's when we act independent of God. It goes all the way back to the garden. It goes all the way back to the garden when Satan was tempting Eve, when he told her, he said, you know what? You need to take of this fruit. And if you take of this fruit in Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4, he said, God knows that you'll be like gods. You can call your own shots. You'll know good and evil. You'll know what to do. You won't need God anymore. You'll be a God. That's pride. Pride is acting independently of God. Never praying, never seeking counsel from His Word. Never bringing yourself into subjection to Him. Never realizing that He is the one who guides and controls your life. It's just acting independently of God. It's, oh, but preacher, I never do that. Well, I think if we go back and look, as I was speaking in our Sunday school assembly this morning, I think that a lot of times if we're not careful, we'll have a self-righteousness instead of a God-righteousness. And we'll do what we do because we just think it's the thing to do. We haven't prayed about it. We thought about it. Thinking about things is not praying about it, brethren. I'm talking to you about acting independently of God. Never getting counsel from His Word. Never getting counsel from His man. Never getting counsel from godly people. Never seeking God's face. Never asking God and then acting on something because it feels good or it seems good. That's pride. That's pride. See, pride says, I can do this without God's help. I don't need God to get involved in what I'm going to do and what I'm going to wear and where I'm going to go and how I'm going to conduct my life. I'll just do it independently of God. If it feels good to me, then I'm going to do it. See, that's pride. That's pride. Pride doesn't concern itself with what God says. Independent of God. Do you have pride? Do you ask God about things that you do, places you go, things you wear, things you say, or do you just say what you want, go where you want, do what you want, wear what you want, be what you want? See, pride is something we all deal with. It is. Pride is acting independently of God, saying, I'm the master of my own ship. Right? I'm in control of my own destiny. I'll just get God involved in the big stuff or the crisis situations, but otherwise, I'll take it from here, God. That's pride. And we all fight with it. It goes all the way back to the garden. And then the second thing is not only an independence of God, but it's an ingratitude toward God. Because once we begin to act independently of God, then we're not thankful to God because we don't feel like God has anything for us to give Him thanks for. I did this, right? It's, oh, a preacher, we would never do that. I think we do it quite often, sometimes without even realizing it. There's so many times in my life that God has had to remind me, and I felt so unworthy that God would even have to remind me of something that He'd done that I asked Him to do, and I didn't even thank Him for it. It's almost as if that we feel like God owes us something. See, that's pride. Pride does that to me. Pride does that to you. So when you think of pride, don't think of a lack of self-respect. I believe you ought to have high self-respect, high self-esteem. You're a Christian. Your sins are forgiven. You're God's child. Don't think of humility as walking around all drab and with your head down and dragging, saying, woe is me. That's not humility. There's nothing wrong with being proud and dressing right. Don't think, you know, of pride as being doing your job well. Well, if I do my job too good, the foreman might brag on me, and that'll be pride. You ought to take, listen, as a Christian, you ought to take your work very seriously. Amen? You ought to get high marks. There's nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, there's something wrong when we don't do that. So don't get mixed up when people say, well, he's proud, or that's pride. And sometimes the devil will tell you that. But I'm going to show you and tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says those two things is what encompasses pride. It's acting independently of God. It's saying, I've got this. I've got this. You know, some people go to church without God. Don't pray about it. Don't take part in it. Just kind of sit there and think about other things. See, you know what does that? Pride. You know why? Because you're thinking, I've got this. I don't need God's instruction. I don't need to hear what the Sunday school teacher says or the preacher. I've got this. Right? I've got this. You're going to mess up. I'm going to show you from the scripture where the Bible says that people that think like that have a really, really hard life and a tough ending. It's not going to end well for you, my friend. Not because I said so, but because God said so. And then there's the ungrateful spirit. Did you know the Bible says in the end days that that's going to be the prevalent spirit of mankind? Unthankful. Are you noticing around you today how people have become so unthankful? It's just the prevalent. It's become enormous in our society today where people just, they just don't think that they should be thankful for anything. You know why? Because they feel like, you know what, I've done this, and if I'm going to thank anyone, it's going to be myself. Why should I thank someone else? Here's the test, and then we'll look at some scripture. I want you to ask yourself these questions. Number one, this will be a good test to see. You say, well, I don't know if I'm proud or not, preacher. I don't know. I don't know that I act independently of God or if I'm ungrateful or ingrateful. Well, let's just see. You have natural abilities and gifts. Every one of us do. God gives them to us. When people say good things about your natural abilities and gifts, do you take the credit and say, bring it on? Amen. Just keep pouring on. Or do you say, or do you defer that and say, well, you know what? I am what I am by the grace of God. I really have nothing that I can boast in. I just am what I am by the grace of God. And any good you see in me, it's God. Which way are you? Are you constantly taking the praise? Maybe you got involved in a project with four people. Somebody comes to you and you take all the credit. See, that's pride. Instead of saying, well, you know what? I was a very small part in that. Somebody comes to me and says, you know what? I had my nephew last week and I appreciate him. He's a pastor and down in South Carolina, and he texts me and he was telling me some things about my influence in his life, and I just simply text him back. And I meant it from my heart. Brother, I'm glad to see God using you. The influence that I had in your life was minimal. It's all God. It's all God. If we're not careful, we'll be that way with our children. We'll be that way with other people. And we just have to be cautious that we don't just try to do things to impress people. Do things so we can get a pat on the back. Do things so people will think a certain way of us. See, that's what pride does. Number two, when you do something and no one notices or no one thanks you for it or no one comes to you and says anything, does that bother you? If it does, you may be battling pride. What are you doing it for? I'm not saying that people shouldn't be thankful for what we do, but I'm saying this, if that's the only reason we're doing it for the wrong reason. Number three, are you constantly telling other people of the good things you do? Do you try to weave it into conversations about all that you've done and all that you have going on and all you've done for other people? Do you just kind of, oops, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that I'd done that. You know, but you're always telling other people the good that you do. You may be dealing with pride because pride always wants everybody else to know what you've got going on. The Bible says if you let your right hand know what your left hand doing, you're messing up. You know what that means? That means that if you do things to be seen of men, you've got the reward right there. You're not going to get one when you get to heaven. See, pride does this to us, brethren. Pride, and we all fight with it. We all battle with it. Think about this. Do you hate to be corrected? Does it bother you when someone calls you out? I think it does all of us. There's this defense that goes up like, hey, wait a minute. Hold everything here. Do you know who you're talking to? Absolutely. I'm not saying that should give a person a right to disrespect you or to disrespect me. I'm not saying that it ought to be done publicly or to embarrass. But I am saying that pride causes us not to want to receive instruction. And it's not just for these young people here. It's for me, you. It's for the oldest person in here too. Pride does that. How are we doing? We can be wrong and somebody call us out and we still get proud and prideful about it, don't we? I was given this illustration in Sunday school. We can take a 10-minute break and stay there 15 minutes and the foreman come in and say, hey, break time's over. And we get all mad. Go back mumbling and grumbling. I can't believe you come in there, all the hard work I've done for this place. Hey, listen, break time's 10 minutes. Amen. But we do it, don't we? You know why? Pride does that. Pride. Pride will make you think you deserve things you don't deserve. Pride will make me think that I deserve things I don't deserve. Is that right? Pride. Pride. Pride will get you. Pride will say, oh, I don't need instruction. This is pride while somebody with reasons trying to talk to you. Oh, I know. No, you don't know. I can't tell you how many times that I've been talking to people that their life is in a mess. I mean an absolute mess. And the whole time I'm talking to, I know. Yeah, tell me about it. I know. Do you? You know what? Pride. Pride does that. If we're not careful, even when our life's in a mess, even when we're not willing to accept instruction, even when we're not willing to live for God, and the preacher's preaching on pride, we'll say, amen. Now, don't let that stop you from saying amen. But it's amazing how that we think everyone else has a pride problem, but we don't. Now, nobody's going to say amen. I wasn't saying now. I'm just saying that's the way it is with pride. See, pride is one of those sins that we think everyone else has. It's kind of like crazy people. I read somewhere that people that are crazy think everyone else is crazy. I don't know that that's so or not. I'm not crazy. But if you ever meet someone that thinks everyone else is crazy, you might ought to get about 6 feet away from them. Get out of swinging distance. But I have read that. It's the same way with this sin called pride, brethren. Listen to me this morning. This thing called pride will eat you up. God said it's called the pride of life. The pride of life will destroy your life. It'll ruin your life. The Bible speaks in the book of Proverbs that pride is a destruction. It destroys people. We think about sin as drinking and smoking and carousing and that those things will destroy our life. But pride will eat us up on the inside out. Pride. I used to, when I was a kid, my grandmother had apple trees, and I remember us going out, and those apples, some of them we'd pick, some of them would be on the ground, and we'd have them, and we would pick them up, and they'd have holes in them, and I'd think, I'm not eating this apple, there's a worm in there. And then I got involved in pest control, and I got involved in lawn care, and I began to study for tests, and I found out, that's not the case at all. That worm didn't eat its way anyway, he ate his way out. That's the way pride is. Pride's on the inside coming out. Jesus said, it's not what's on the outside that defiles a man, but it's on the inside that comes out. You were born with pride. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, we were born with this thing called pride. And if we're not careful, it will take us down. Pride. Pride will tell you you're a god. You don't need to listen to people. You don't need to follow instructions. You're your own person. You do it your own way. Don't you pay attention to the signs of life. Don't you pay attention to the warnings. Don't you pay attention to those who have been before you. You do it your way, and you just go on with your life. You know what that is? Pride. Pride. Let's look at what the Bible says. I want you to know what God says about pride. I'm very concerned about what God says about pride. The first thing I want you to see is this. Notice it in verse chapter 6. It says that God, in verse number 16, there's some things that God hates. But I want to focus on verse number 17, a proud look. A proud look. It's people that, you know, go ahead. Say on. I'm going to do it my way anyway. Right? A proud look. The whole time that you're instructing, the whole time that they're being instructed, nah, I'm going to do it my way. Messing up. God said he hates that. Do you know that? As a matter of fact, in 1 Peter chapter 5, God says he resists you. He resists you. God resisteth the proud. Now, the Bible says that we're to resist the devil, but God resists the proud. Did you get that? God resists the proud. I don't want to be proud because I don't want God resisting me. I want God coming to me and loving me and embracing me and helping me. I don't want God to turn away from me. But the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 in verse number 6 that we ought to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that God resisteth the proud but giveth grace to the humble. Pride. Turn over just a few chapters now. Let's turn to some scripture in here in Proverbs. Turn to chapter 21 of Proverbs. Chapter 21. Proverbs 21. Look, if you would, in verse number 4. I'll give everyone time to get there. I want you to see these scriptures. Proverbs 21, verse 4, the Bible says, "And high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." Isn't that amazing? Did you read it? Oh, I don't need to read it, preacher. I already know it. You're full of pride. Can I tell you that the people that are most full of pride, it's people who think they know. I didn't say people that know. People who think they know. You read over sometimes in 1 Timothy in chapter number 3, and it's an address to us preachers. And the Bible says, don't you get a novice now. Don't you get someone that doesn't know. Don't you get someone that thinks they know and doesn't know. You know why? They'll fall into the condemnation of the devil. What's that mean? They'll be just like the devil. You know why? They're handling holy things, the Word of God. They're teaching others, and they're going to take a big fall because they think they know. They think they're above the book. I pray to God that nobody in here today would think you're above the book. You're not above the book. Now, God will bring you down. This is serious business, this thing of pride. As a matter of fact, God said here in verse number 4 of chapter 21, "A high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin." What does that mean? In verse number 4, what does a high look and a proud heart have to do with plowing? It's not just any plowing, the plowing of wicked. You know what that means? The wicked plows and says, I don't need God to let the sun shine. I don't need God to let it rain. I don't need God to work this for me. I'm going to do it. Remember what we said pride was? Living independent of God. See, in verse number 4, a high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked. In other words, we're going to go about life and leave God out. We're going to do it. We're not going to plow and plant the seed and then say, God, water the seed. God, let your sun shine upon this seed. God, bring forth the fruit from this seed. Yield this seed's fruit. We're not going to get God involved. We're going to leave God out. That's what the life without God says. That's pride. And why folks can sit in church, even a church like this, and feel like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm in church, aren't I? You know that people go to church all the time. It's because they're self-righteous. They're self-righteous. It's pride. There's no dependence on God. What is your dependence level on God this morning? What is your dependence level? See, we live in a country that's been so blessed, and we've been so blessed. Amen? We have been so blessed. If we're not careful, we'll think, God, we've got this. What do I need to pray for? All my needs are met. What do I need to pray for? All my family's saved. What do I need to pray for? I'm in good health. Sounds like that fellow that his barns were full. And he didn't know that just in a short while, everything was going to come crashing down. Pride. Turn, if you would, in your Bible to Proverbs 16. Look in verse number 5. Here's a warning about pride. Proverbs 16, verse number 5, the Bible says, everyone. Now that means you. That means me. Everyone. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Now watch this. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. God is going to punish the sin of pride in our lives. He's going to do it. It's a very serious thing to live life and say, I've got this. Pride. You see, sometimes the greatest need is to see the need. I wouldn't be surprised right now if there's someone in a group this size is sitting there thinking, well, I'm glad the preacher's preaching this message for the people, but quite frankly, I don't need it. What in the world is the preacher preaching a whole message on pride for? Don't he know we're humble people? I'm preaching this message to you. Who, preacher? You. Well, who would that be? You. Me. Me. Because we all deal with the matter of pride. It's a sin and God hates it. We've established that from the Scripture. And it's not going to go unpunished. We've established that from the Scripture. God punishes the sin of pride. So I wish those abortionists, I wish they'd get their just due. What about people with pride? God says, you're going to get yours. We're going to get ours. Right? Turn over, if you would, into Proverbs 13. And I'm just showing you some scripture about how God feels about pride. Because I think sometimes we think, oh, that's not a big deal. It's the mother of all sins. It's the sin that gets us into every other sin. Did you know that? Yeah. So you go home, you get an argument with your wife. Now, I'm just doing this hypothetically. I know that nobody's going to do that today. But so sometime during the week, you're going to get an argument with your wife, right? Hypothetically speaking. Hypothetically. Guess what's going to happen? 9 out of 10 times, those arguments start because of pride. But 10 out of 10 times, they continue because of pride. I'm going to show you that from the Scripture here in just a moment. You know why? I don't want to be wrong. See, I've been in an argument with my wife before. Is she in here? Oh, man. I didn't want her to know this, but okay. She's going to know it anyway. And I've known early in the argument, she's right. And then pride comes. And says, yeah, but, how many know what I'm talking about? The rest of you is too proud to raise your hand. Right? You know. But pride won't let you back out. Now you've got to somehow turn that. And by the time it's over, I'm saying, that's what I've been saying.
Where do we get our lines crossed here? That's what I've been saying. Hello, right? Huh? That's pride. That's pride. That's what pride does to you. That's what pride does to me. Pride makes us to where we always want to be right. We cannot stand to be corrected. Somebody corrects us, I mean, something flies all over us, and we think, well, who do they think they are? Somebody corrects us, and we think, well, they think they know it all. Well, maybe they don't know it all. Maybe they just know more than me on that subject. Proverbs 13, look if you would in verse number 10. Proverbs 13, verse number 10. And I'm going to give you a few more scriptures and a few more things, and then we'll be through. Look at what it says now. Only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride cometh contention. Say it with me. Only by pride cometh contention. One more time. Only by pride cometh contention. You've got a lot of contention in your life. It's because you're proud. All right? Can I tell you that all those problems you're having with everyone, it may not be everyone else. Maybe you. Boy, me and so-and-so down at the job, we got having it out. Boy, me and so-and-so down in the neighborhood, we're having it out. Boy, me and so-and-so down at the church, we're having it out. Boy, me and so-and-so in the family, we're having it out. It may not be them, it may be me. Pride. Only by contention cometh, only by pride cometh contention. Only by pride. Look at it again. Only by pride cometh contention. It's because of pride that there's contention in our lives. It's because we won't humble ourselves and say, you know what, brother, you're right and I'm wrong. It's hard to say, but it's the right thing to do sometimes. Especially when God shows me, hey, that brother's right. Proverbs 13:10, I'm going to say it one more time because I believe this is where we have a real problem. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride cometh contention. Pride has been at the foundation of probably every war that this country has ever fought. Actually, I'm getting a little concerned. I'm thankful that our military is being restored, but I'm going to tell you, my faith is not in the military of the United States of America. I love the United States of America. I am a pro-military person. We have military people that serve in this congregation, and I often tell them, I'm thankful for your service to our country. I just told a brother, looked him eye to eye this morning. He probably was thinking, what in the world are you talking about? And I said, I appreciate you, brother. You know what I was talking to him about? I was talking because he has served our country. And I'm thankful for him. But let me say this. At some point, we cannot be like that wicked person plowing. We cannot think that an airplane or a bomb or a gun or a soldier is in charge of it all. There's a God in heaven behind it. And we need Him to get involved. We need God on our side. Somewhere along the line, we've got to humble ourselves and say, God, thank you for our servicemen. Thank you for our servicewomen. Thank you for the resources to protect the freedoms and the liberties of this great country in which we live. But God, above all of that, we need you. And if we're not careful, we'll become independent of God. I'm glad for our Constitution. I'm thankful. I'm a constitutional conservative. I've never apologized for that in my life, and I have no intentions on doing going forward. No intentions. But there's something that I stand by deeper and more close than the Constitution of the United States is called the Word of the Living God. Now that, listen, I did not say that negatively toward our Constitution. Those of you who know me well know that, but I am saying that at some point we must be careful to where we don't allow pride to creep in. And we begin to think that we've done all of this ourselves. God has blessed this great country, brethren. God has rained down grace upon us. And we need to understand that. Only by pride cometh contention. Every war that's been fought, every nation that's rose up against a nation, every family dispute, pride, the contention of pride. Let's turn to a couple more and then I'll be through. All right? Turn, if you would, to Proverbs chapter 11. Here's something that pride does. Let you find Proverbs 11, then look right up here. See if pride's ever got you this way. All right? This is pride. Pride says, you know, I just want people to think well of me. I want to receive all the credit. I want to get the glory. You know, that's one of the reasons when the Bible, have you ever noticed the Bible sometimes says that people give honor and glory to God? Do you know that's one of the things we're going to do when we get to heaven? We're going to give honor and glory to God. Why is that such a big deal? He's God, right? He should be given all the honor and glory. Amen? Why is it such a big deal? Because that's what man wants. Pride makes man want all the honor and glory. Pride wants man to want it. And so when we offer it up to God, it shows humility. It shows, God, you deserve this. I don't deserve this. Did you know that pride, what people think about why they try to stomp on other people and step on other people to get their way to the top, they think people's going to think highly of me. You know what the Bible says it does? Look in verse number 2. The Bible said pride's not going to make you well received and well respected. Pride's going to make you shameful. Is that what the book says, brethren? It says pride is going to make you shameful. And it does. Proverbs 11, verse number 2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to let God's word teach me. I'm going to be unbending. I'm not going to seek God's counsel. I'm not going to bring myself under the authority that God has placed in my life. That's pride. You know what pride's going to do? It's going to bring us to shame if we have that attitude. I don't want you to be brought to shame. You say, well, I don't want to be brought to shame. Then don't have that attitude. Don't have the attitude. You can't teach me anything. It's amazing who you can learn from if you just keep your mouth closed and your ears open. Isn't it? It's amazing. Jesus said you can learn from the little babes. The little children can teach us if we just watch and listen. Sometimes we're so busy tooting our own horn, we can't listen to other people when they're trying to give us needful instruction. Pride. I'm not. Listen, I'm just warning you. I'm not saying you're full of it. I will say this, you're fighting it. I fight it every day. Pride. Pride. One of the things, if we're not careful, it'll happen right here at this church. It will. Look over to chapter number 16. It's a well-known verse of Scripture in Proverbs 16. Look at verse number 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. There's so many other scriptures that I could turn to show you that this thing of pride is really, really serious. Proverbs 15, verse number 25, look at it. And then we'll close there. Proverbs 15, verse 25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. See, I believe this book right here. Every word of it. Every word of it. I believe the Bible teaches that you ought to give honor where honor is due. I believe the Bible teaches that God will honor the humble in heart. And we ought to be humble people before God. Doesn't mean that there can't be a structure of authority. God has set up structures of authority in our lives. And we ought to bring ourselves into submission to the authority that God has placed in our lives. As long as that authority doesn't go against the clear teachings of the Word of God. What about you? And this thing of pride. We go all the way back to the garden and we say, what in the world was Eve thinking? Read it carefully. The devil. She saw it was good for food. Hey, they had food everywhere. Didn't they? There's food everywhere. You know, when she looked at the tree, she saw that it was good for food. There was food everywhere. He said, of all the trees thou mayest freely eat thereof. But you know what got her? You'll be like God. You'll be God's. You'll know good and evil. You won't need God anymore. What do you need Him for? You'll know good and evil. You'll be a God. You'll be a God. You can take control. You won't need Him lording over your life. You can take control. That's what pride is. Pride is saying, you're in charge. Don't you let no preacher tell you what to do. Don't you let no parent tell you what to do. Don't you let no Sunday school teacher, don't you let no foreman, you do it your way. I got a report this past week that there's a young man and his employer was telling him something and he just snapped at him and told him that he wasn't going to do it and turned him off the way and he didn't get fired. And I thought, that wouldn't go. That man would not even have got his back turned on me well. I would have been signing or writing up the pink slip. You must come into subjection and submission to the authority that God's placed in your life. Let's all stand. What about you? Does it bother you? Does it bother you that I preached a whole message on pride? We should have preached a message on forgiveness or a message on grace or a message on love. There's plenty of that in the Bible to preach, I'll admit. I want to tell you something we really struggle with, brethren. Pride. It's in our homes. It causes division between husband and wife, siblings, parents and children, in the neighborhoods, in our families. Right? I tell you what. They go see so-and-so. They go and see the in-laws all the time. They don't come over here. I'll tell you what I'm going to do about that. Pride. Pride. Well, they say such and such about this one. They don't say it about me. Pride. Careful. The pride of life will get you in a bad way. Take you down a wrong road and leave you there to be destroyed. Because pride goeth before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Preacher, what's the future of Fellowship Baptist Church? It depends on what we choose. If we choose a humble spirit and to get God involved and keep Him involved in what's going on here and say, God, You've done all that's been done here. The pastor hasn't done it. The leadership hasn't done it. The pastor and the leadership's been a part of it, but God's done it, brethren. The people haven't done it. God's done it. Sunday nights we're studying the book of the Revelation, the book of Laodicea, the church of Laodicea. You know what the problem was? Pride. Right? We're rich and increased in goods. We don't need God. Pride. I'm going to ask the pianist to come. If I were to ask you, what is the sin of Sodom? I know what your answer would be. And it was a prevalent sin. But when you read Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49, you'll find that the sin of Sodom was pride. Look at it. I'm going to give it to you one more time for those of you who think, Ezekiel 16, 49. Sodom was eat up with pride. You know why? Because pride is the mother of all sin. It's why Satan fell. Read the scripture, Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14. This thing of pride is not a small matter. It's a big deal. And I pray to God that He would help us to put the emphasis on where it's at and keep a humble heart and a dependent spirit and a thankful heart before the Lord. Let's bow our heads together. I'm going to ask